Day 7. Achieve balance. Be aware of wonder. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some, and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work every day some. Robert Fulghum. The most important concept of all is achieving balance. While this is the shortest session, it is the most vital, as it will determine the intensity of true happiness in life. Most people miss this concept as they live out their lives in a series of priorities, chasing money for a while, then focusing on losing weight, and when it fits, being attentive to their spouse, family, etc. The key to a life well lived is pursuing all areas of the Fab Five with balance and progressing a little in each area every day. Make no mistake, the Fab Five are interrelated, and pursuing one area to the detriment of others will create an imbalance. Each area affects the others. A majority of people, as we've said before, put the most pressure on themselves financially. What usually happens in this single-minded pursuit is that they experience loss in the other four areas. Mentally, they become obsessed to the detriment of clear thinking. Socially, they lose sight of loved ones and friends, resulting in high divorce rates or no one to share their victories with. Physically, they gain weight and develop poor health habits. Spiritually, they commit no time to getting to know God, themselves, or the world around them. I can hear many people saying, "I don't have time to do all of the things required to live a balanced life." That is not true. I understand that working takes the first 40 plus hours a week of your life. Eating and sleeping take another 65 hours. When you factor in the things outside of work that you have to do, there appears to be no time for achieving balance. I would push back and ask, how long does it take to reflect on the day ahead and the one just ending? Couldn't you spare 10 minutes lying in bed in the morning and evening to meditate on the day that is, was, and will be? No time to play with the kids? What if the first 15 minutes when you got home from work each day was devoted to playing a simple game of checkers, Scrabble, or listening to their music? Hey, you might find out you like it. The point is, there is always time to do a little of everything, and everything is important. First rule of life, people will always find time to do things they want to do or deem important enough. Sometimes it is simply a matter of connecting the dots. Connect the dots. To address the genuine concern of a lack of time, or what is ultimately a lack of time management, I would like to introduce one last concept, dots, where D is for desire. As we learned from the Activate the Triune Mind session, day 2, the driving force of desire is what we want combined with why we want it. If constructed properly, the two create a white heat of desire that compels us to act in a way that is consistent with the attainment of our vision. We create an imbalance when the why is not of sufficient emotional importance or value to drive us to act in a consistent, habitual manner. For example, if you want a better relationship with your spouse, you might say it is important, but the emotional urgency is not enough to make you do all the right things consistently. Spending quality time in conversation, sharing intimacy, planning and dreaming together, etc. In essence, as you chase other higher priorities, you take for granted that you can always come back to them when everything else is in order. What if your spouse said that they were leaving you, or you suspected that they were cheating? How might that impact the why of your desire? It would become urgent, and you would want to repair the damage. We should not operate our lives in crisis management mode all the time. Instead, each area of our lives should have sufficient value to mandate its inclusion in our daily routines. If there is a what, a goal, that is not getting proper attention in your life, go back to the why and develop and create higher meaning. Now, the O in dots is for opportunity. When you have established that something is important to your quality of life, the opportunity to engage in it always emerges. If that business plan is critical to your future success and freedom from your current job, then you will wake up early or stay up late to create the opportunity to pursue it. Same thing for your physical workouts. You will create the opportunity. It may not be the optimum time of day or week, but until you have complete control of your time, which no one ever really does, you will have to take advantage of windows of opportunity. Think of your life like TiVo, that neat technology that allows you to record your favorite shows and watch them when you have opportunity, at your convenience. What a novel idea. Just like the concept of TiVo, your life can't always be reflective of a television schedule, where a murder can happen at 7:06 p.m. and be neatly concluded at 7:57 p.m. Hey, for example, I love golf, and golf is important to me, but my normal week is filled with other things, and I want to be with my family on the weekends. The courses I play began a program called 9x9, where I can play 9 holes as opposed to a full 18 and be finished before 9 a.m. Yes, I've got to get up at 6 a.m. and brave the dark and sometimes the cold, but since golf is of emotional importance, I made the opportunity life change. For the things that are vital, you will have to get them in where they fit in. But look for the opportunities. They will emerge. And in dots, the T stands for time. We are all working with the same 24 hours and 7 days a week. Of course, some people are maximizing that time and accomplishing amazing things. You may not be able to devote all the time you would like to everything you need, want, and have to accomplish, but can you find better ways to accomplish more in the time you do have available? Can you delegate some of the things that require your time? As you increase financially, can you pay for someone to cook, clean, detail your car, or run errands? The people that maximize their time don't spend that time in the mundane, like chores. They utilize their time to create more life's experiences. Can you begin doing new, more intense physical workouts that take 30 minutes rather than the standard treadmill for an hour routine? Can you do it at home and save 30 minutes getting to and from the gym? You get the point. The important thing is to understand that time is a precious commodity and not to waste any of it. Enjoy the ride. If there's anything that I want to leave you with here on day 7 as we conclude our time together, it's that achieving balance is essential to living the charm life and requires you to value each day, each moment, and relish the journey more than the destination. I occasionally reflect on something Mr. Spock said in the classic Star Trek episode, A Mock Time. He had just killed Captain Kirk in an epic Vulcan death match for the hand of T'Pring, his betrothed. The apparent death of his captain immediately dissipated Spock's desire for T'Pring, who had conspired to marry another man. Mr. Spock, in his trademark logical fashion, turned to the man she fancied and simply said, "There is more pleasure in the wanting than the having." His statement reflects a paradoxical, counterintuitive philosophy, but one that afflicts many people. They don't take the time to smell the roses of daily life, but strive only to put the roses in a vase, not appreciating the growth process. We need to consult the emotional side of ourselves as well as the Mr. Spock logical side and allow them to blend into a full view of life. That has been the ultimate purpose of You Change Now, to assist you in living your life in such a way that achievement is not anticlimactic, but that you have so many great things to look forward to that your life is a supreme adventure, a journey that will be filled with joy, pain, challenges, and triumphs, but ultimately can be viewed as a life well lived. Review the things that you've done in the last 7 days and continue to review and refine them as the pages of your life turn into your own perfect evolution to completion. I stand in agreement with you that every wonderful thing you desire will manifest perfectly, and that serendipitously, one day our paths will cross and we can have a good old-fashioned testimony session.